previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
So by the time I came on board there, they were still battling with ABC, NBC, and CBS in order to be taken seriously. And so, in fact, that was really key to what happened with me and my development there. I got hired as a cameraman, did that for a couple of years. Then I was a floor director. I ran the teleprompter. I used to catch Lou Dobbs lit cigarettes in between commercial breaks.
Amazing.
When he would flick them at me. Yeah.
Please tell me that's on your resume. I mean, come on.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast.
On the WTFC Podcast Network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Littles.
Second sexiest voice, my ass. Welcome back to Little's Pocket.
Sid's
in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Sid,
that's going to make a lot of people happy right now.
Sid is in the house.
We love Sid.
Full disclosure, she's been here for an hour and a half.
Yes.
And we're a little tipsy.
A little bit.
We're a
little
bit
tipsy. Having a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I
can't believe how much we've talked about already.
I know. At one point, we were like, should we be recording this?
Multiple times we said that.
At one point, she learned that John Travolta was in the original Broadway cast that came before the movie.
I'm still blown away. Yes. I'm still blown away that I did not know this.
Yeah.
So John Travolta played Duty, right?
Duty in
Greece. The Broadway cast and on the national tour.
And on the national tour.
Before the movie came out and he was Danny Zuko. And Jeff Conway was a cover for Danny on Broadway. He was an understudy for Danny.
I need to know how many Littles knew this.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we do a
poll?
Where do we?
Where
do we set up a poll? Is that on Instagram? Who's? Oh, Roxy, aren't you in charge of Instagram?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we did not do any polls. We did not do a thing for the Oscars, which that's Sid's here for the Oscars because she's our Sid. Yeah, okay.
She's our movie buff.
All right, but let's back up. Let me do our normal.
Yes.
Obviously, we got some major feedback from episode 300.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How much fun was that, Roxy? I mean,
I cannot get over.
I mean, Sid's a little offended.
I had the best. Oh, wait. I didn't get invited to.
Wow. Whoa. You know what?
Whoa.
Eat it. Sid, you can eat it because you know you're invited. You were invited multiple times.
Just kidding.
You
I was
blew
definitely
us off
invited.
Is what happened.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
You kind of blew us off. Yeah.
No. Nope. You know what? I wanted to be here. And listening to the episode, I had major FOMO that I was busy for that.
All I know is you showed up for bowling, which we'll get to in a second, our bowling segment.
Yes.
Well, should we do that now? Let's just surf the table. I was right. Doesn't happen often. Chuck was right. We jinxed it.
We suck now. Yeah, we're terrible.
No. We were in first place, and now we're like in last place.
Okay, but it's all about the matchups, and I still think it's a
bullshit.
Whole scam.
Wait, we're in last place?
No, we're not in last place.
Okay, so we dropped from first to third.
And I'm pretty sure we dropped from third to probably ninth.
I don't know.
I'm
going to
say ninth.
No, really? You're going to go ninth. I'm going to go sixth.
Okay,
we've had two terrible
weeks. Who's got
weeks.
The over-under on that?
Two
I don't know what that means, but I'm just
now.
Saying it. I know
where
that's
did
how you
we
say
land
it.
On bowling?
We've had two terrible weeks. Okay, the bowling segment's over.
Done.
Episode 178.
Kill it.
I'm done.
It's over.
I'm done because we're jinxing it. We were so good, and all of a sudden,
all
right, in our defense, a couple things happened. For me personally, one of them happened to me personally where I'm leading, going into the 10th frame. I'm up like 12 pins. The guy gets a 9. Okay, so now I'm up. Well, you do the math. I'm up, what, 3?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And then he throws a ball. He has, I don't remember what pin number it is. It's the one all the way on the end in the back.
10?
No, that's not, I don't think that's a 10 pin. I don't know which pin it is. But anyway, the guy throws a gutter. I'm like, I win. I got all 3 points for my team, right?
Yeah.
The ball goes in the gutter, but as it's going through the...
Oh, he got a Broadway Show League spare?
We call it a Broadway Show League spare, where the ball jumps up out of the gutter and hits the pin.
Yep.
Now, the thing that screwed me over was that it then gives him an extra roll for the 10th frame because he got this, quote, spare.
Right.
Now, in a real league, I believe we just cancel that. And we're like, no, you threw a gutter, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you just cancel it out.
Either.
Like, if you go over the line, it's a foul, okay? But in the Broadway Show League, we're just like, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So he gets an extra, and then he rolls the ball, and he gets, like, 4 or 5 pins, and, of course, he wins. So I'm like, this is bullshit. Anyway.
Kids, anyway, plug your ears.
Anyway, things happen. Well, let's get to our last, so much feedback.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the love. Can you feel the love?
I sure feel it.
Okay. To quote TK, how many episodes do they have? Congratulations on 300, Aaron Moss, episode 236. P.S. Also, my 20-minute walk personal record on the Peloton tread for a little was 236. Coincidence?
Oh.
Yeah, probably. Larry Levine? Levine? Who the hell is that?
Larry Levine?
Levine. Hmm. Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
Congratulations, Chuckster and Roxy, on 300. Great show with Leon Harris. I don't know.
It was a great show.
It was a great show.
It was a great show.
Let's see. Who is this? Great pod, but did I hear correctly that he said the moon landing was happening just 250 miles above us? Only missing a comma and three zeros. Steve Repsher? Who the hell is that?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome
to our world.
These fans are gaining.
These guys need Chuck and Roxy numbers.
Yeah, they do.
What the hell? Steve, I'm sure I'm butchering the name, and I'm proud of it because
we're gonna get you on.
It's your own damn fault because you should already have a Chuck and Roxy number. I'd know how to say your name.
Yes.
Then we get to Eric Londrigan.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Hi, Eric. I have a note for Eric. I have to tell him about a Muppet Instagram. So make sure by the end of the show, I give that.
Well, we can do it right now, but I don't think you're like gonna be happy about this. It says,
"Oh,
Leon Harris, the sexiest voice ever to appear on the Loyal Littles podcast." Sorry, Sydney, you had a good run.
I take that back, Eric. I'm not going to...
We're not going to talk about
I'm
it.
I'm not going to tell you about
Tease.
It.
I'm
well,
just kidding.
I do have to say, I sent Roxy a video in the Nashville airport. Apparently, one of the guys who designed something for Muppets is now retired in Nashville.
Yes.
And so they have this... it's a ridiculous story. The guitar I sent you a video of is like $10,000. Like,
insane.
Who's going to buy that?
I mean, there are people out there.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, there is some great art.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So the whole...
You sent me a whole video of the store.
Yeah, the face of the guitar is all Muppets and whatnot. And
yeah.
So, but it's 10 grand.
Very cool.
They have little ukuleles for $1,000.
Sure.
If you want to go
down
to that.
Oh, that's reasonable.
But, all right. So what were you going to say? You have a message for Eric.
I was going to tell Eric that he has to follow Muppet History on Instagram.
Okay.
It's at Muppet History. It has...
I mean, he probably already does, no?
I don't know.
I don't think he does. I follow it. I'll have to check and see if he does. You know, I can check that right now because we're friends. We're friends on Instagram. So
okay.
I can report back.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me continue. Now, after Eric posted that, Ed Butt, episode 51, came back with, okay, then, it's set. Sid interviews Leon for 5 mediocre minutes.
Ooh.
So we'll have the two sexiest voices ever of the Loyal Littles podcast.
Yes.
In the same room and talking on the same podcast,
that would be a treat.
That
would be great.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you don't know if he's
following. Discovered, actually, he does discover.
He does follow.
Not discover. He does follow Muppet History. I thought I had some new information for him. Yeah.
Eric, put the email down. Put the email down. He was already on it. Let's do some corrections.
Okay.
Rob Lowe's first game show. I thought it was The Floor.
It's not. It's not?
I had no idea. Oh. He also did The Mental Samurai?
What?
Never even heard of that.
No.
I have heard of it. I just didn't bother to even look at it. It ran for 2 seasons, 2019 until 2022. Now, if you do that math, that doesn't quite work out, but I think that the pandemic was in there, so that's probably why.
Okay.
That came in from Bobby Gottfried, episode 12. Thank you for
Bobby.
Correction. We also want to give a quick shout-out. Thank you, Mo Werner, for using the code.
Hi.
Gave us a nice, I'm just going to tell him how much. I thought this was funny. It was $3 for our
300th
episode.
$3.
That's look, every bit helps.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Well, and let's give him a shout out. Mo has been a donator before.
Yes, absolutely.
For much more than $3. So
absolutely.
We appreciate
and
you.
And a third wheel.
And a third wheel. Mm-hmm. So episode 86, is that what
86.
You said?
86.
And 250.
And 250.
And 250.
That's right.
So thank you, thank you. Thank you to all the supporters. Thank you for the monthly supporters, of course. But also thank you for anyone that uses
our
the
Venmo
code.
Supporters.
You just go to Venmo.
Yeah.
And use the code.
LL Pod.
And our thing will come up. You can donate $3. You can donate $5.11.
Dollar.
You can donate a penny. That's
a penny.
It doesn't matter. Every
One
little bit
penny.
Helps. We appreciate you all.
Can anyone
Thank
just
you.
Give
Thank
me a
you.
Penny?
Can anyone just give me a goddamn penny is what he said, Roxy. That's the guy on 57th Street?
58th
Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't like my Red Sox
no.
jacket. So anyway, wow, we're 9 minutes in. We haven't even gotten to what we need to get to.
Okay, Ooh. Let's do it.
Sid is here. Oscars are Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's start here. Jimmy Kimmel hosting. Are we okay with that?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Fourth time.
Sure, why not?
He is one shy. All right, full disclosure. I just heard the Bill Simmons podcast who had Jimmy Kimmel on.
Okay.
They were talking all about this.
Good
they
for
were
them.
Arguing about... Is Whoopi tied? Technically, Whoopi's ahead of him, but she did like a co-host thing 1 year. So she's at 4.5.
Okay.
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 But he's one shy of Bob Hope.
Oh.
Which that's a huge milestone. milestone.
That's
a huge milestone. Now, there's others that have more. Sure. I forget who they are off the top of my head, but there's many more. But Jimmy Kimmel, I like him. Now, here's the weird thing. I love him when he comes on the Bill Simmons podcast at the Ringer Podcast Network. I don't watch his show. I should. Okay. I probably should. I just have so much TV, I don't have time to watch it. But so
we don't really watch a whole lot of...
Tonight. Well, you know, since Letterman went off the air, I just haven't been interested.
TV. Yeah. Yeah, talk shows.
Letterman was my guy. Yeah. And I was sad when he left, and but, you know, understand it.
Yep.
And I just haven't watched much since. So, okay. So you're okay? Sid, you're the person for this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
I know. But I think he's going to be funny. I think there's going to be some good writing. Now, remember, his first time was the envelope controversy where they announced the wrong
La La Land.
La La Land, but Moonlight actually won. That was 2017.
That's right.
So it was really funny, but it's a great interview with Jimmy Kimmel, and they talk all about that and all the different things that happened during his reign of when he was on the show. And that was his first.
Yeah.
And he says they asked him right after the episode, like, can you come back and do another episode? Because we feel horrible how this all went down.
Right.
Because he kind of saved it. And he goes into that because he was like, someone said, oh, you have to go up there. He's like, what am I going to do? And he's like, oh, shit. He's like, I'm the only one that has a microphone on right now. So I got to go up and, you know.
Was that also the year of Adele Dazeem?
No, that was way.
Because speaking of
10th anniversary.
Speaking of John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Idina Menzel went on social media and wished Adele Dazeem a very happy birthday.
Because that was the 10th anniversary.
And
correct.
That was amazing.
That was great.
That was so funny.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's get into it. Roxy, you have the list, right? This is all on you.
I do. I've
seen. So, Sid, what's your front runners? Let's go best picture. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
Okay. So, here, my front runner is different
Let's find out. Did you skip work this year?
No.
To like watch movies like last year.
No, not like, gosh, that was a year ago. Oh my goodness.
This is, and also, like we said, this is basically, I don't have the date exactly, but this is basically Sid's 1 year anniversary.
Oh
this
my
is,
goodness.
We
it
finally
is.
Talked
That's
to
right.
you. Yeah, we talked to you into coming out of the podcast.
That's right.
When you said, I'm like, oh, we need someone who could talk about the Oscars because we don't see movies. Now, we saw,
That's
I've seen two of the best picture nominees. I'm excited about that.
You did. But, I've seen one.
I have seen all of them. And I'm
You've
very
seen all of them?
I have. Yes. Well,
Roxy, read the list. I don't even know who they are.
American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
Okay, first of all, why are there like 100?
Yes.
Now, I know
because
I'm exaggerating.
Because aside, because it's a, you know, it's a participation award.
Okay, I did not know Maestro was nominated, so I am going to vow, what's today? It's Saturday. I have till tomorrow. So
to see it,
I'm going to try to
see
Maestro.
I want to
see
Maestro. I want
to
see Oppenheimer
too.
In
the movie theater. Yeah. Oppenheimer. That's on Hulu, right? I think.
Oh, you guys haven't seen either of them.
No, we haven't seen the ones we've seen.
You've seen The Holdovers.
I've seen The Holdovers and Barbie. You've seen Barbie.
I've seen Barbie. That's it.
All right. So what do you got? It's going to be the Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Right?
I'm very confident it's going to be Oppenheimer. Really? It is such a great film. I am a huge Christopher Nolan fan.
Yeah.
Huge fan. So I get it. I personally think that Zone of Interest is one of the best films of the year.
Really?
And this is something that
it has
stayed with me. Yeah. So it's, oh my goodness.
What's it about? I've heard of it.
So it's one of those you really are only going to want to watch once because it's basically about a family, a commander of a Nazi commander. He and his family live next door to Auschwitz.
Okay.
What's so incredible about this film is it's very eerie. It's honestly very eerie, but you just are watching this family living life like normal. So you're seeing this family, the kids in their swimming pool, living life day to day, and all you hear, and so you know Auschwitz is, you know the camp is right there, and what the filmmaker does is you just hear, they never really show the camp, but you hear sounds from it. And it's
I don't know if I could
do that. So well done. It is truly one of the best films I've ever seen that as soon as the credits started and even the score that they have with the film, just hearing the score, I was with my friend and I was like, I got to turn it off because it was just like...
Wow. Okay.
The way it was affecting me. So it's one of those where you only need to see it once. You're only going to want to see it once.
Okay.
But it was done so well that to this day, it stays with me that it's one of the best films I've seen this year.
Wow.
I'm embarrassed to ask. And what was it called again?
The Zone of Interest.
Okay.
One of my favorites was not nominated, so I'm actually a little bit boycotting the Oscars, All of Us Strangers. That was one of the best films I've seen. I don't even want to tell you too much about it because they don't give you a lot in the trailer.
Okay.
And it's completely different. So all I want to say is watch it. I believe it's on Hulu now.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of what I think is the best one, I would go with Zone. But Oppenheimer's definitely up there.
Right.
Right.
But Zone of Interest. To this day, I still can't stop thinking about it.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked, Roxy. Yeah. No Barbie love?
No. Here's the thing. I do. I definitely enjoyed Barbie.
Of course.
But I do think, I don't know, I kind of go with the Oscar bait films.
Right.
It's Barbie had so many great aspects
Oscar
of it.
Bait. Yeah.
I know. That's so bad.
No,
but
that's
it's
great.
Like it's up against how many movies, and I'm sure all of these deserve to be here, to be nominated.
Yes.
Yeah, but
definitely.
I know.
Definitely.
And even
Poor Things.
That
Poor Things was great. That's one of my
probably,
other favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holdovers was great.
They're probably the two kind of oddballs out of all of these, maybe.
Okay, so let's go to Best Actress, Best Actor.
Okay.
That's all we're going to have time for. So best actress. Let's go.
Actress. We've got Annette Bening. We've got Lily Gladstone, Sandra Hüller, Carey Mulligan, and Emma Stone.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hüller.
Emma Stone. Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't say the movie, so I have no idea who they're from. But that's okay. What
I can tell you, Lily from Killers of the Flower Moon.
You think that's going to...
Okay. Killers of the Flower Moon, yes.
Okay.
So definitely Lily. But listeners, everybody please watch Naiad. That has not been getting a lot of buzz.
That was Annette Bening.
Yeah. Annette Bening is incredible in it. And I did not know the story of Diana Naiad. And she swims from... Oh my goodness. I'm actually surprised you don't know.
Why?
She's the 64-year-old marathon swimmer who was the first person to swim successfully from Cuba to Florida.
Yeah.
Roxy, all right, confess. You didn't just pull that out of
Wikipedia, hello.
No, hold on, Wikipedia. Okay.
I love the way she said it with such confidence.
I know, she did.
I was really hoping we would leave that.
How do you not know this,
Chuck?
Come on, Chuck. Hello, Todd.
And of course, my dad, of course, knew it. When I was telling my dad to watch it, he's like, yeah, of course. I know,
of course
you
know,
he knows everything about that. Yeah. But Annette Bening is, you don't even feel like you're watching Annette Bening.
Okay.
You feel like you're watching Diana. She's incredible in it.
Interesting.
All right. Now, obviously, I have a favorite because it's one of the only movies I saw, but Paul Giamatti. What is
it? Oh, wait, I didn't say their names yet.
Well, I know who's...
Okay.
All right, best actor.
Best actor, Bradley Cooper, Colman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy. I love that name, Cillian. Jeffrey Wright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like
so
him.
Maestro, okay. Rustin, The Holdovers, Oppenheimer, and American Fiction.
I believe it's definitely going to be Cillian for Oppenheimer. He was incredible in it.
Cillian is such a great name, first of all.
It is a great name.
Thank you.
And what's really, he's always been in supporting roles in a lot of in the Christopher Nolan films he's done. And to see him as the lead in Oppenheimer, he was incredible.
Yeah.
He was so great in it.
And forgive me, who plays Lenny?
Bradley Cooper.
Right, okay. Now, the funny thing is, I'm kind of rooting for him only because of Lenny Bernstein.
Sure.
I thought he was great. Yeah.
He looked great.
He must. We haven't seen it yet. We're going to see it before the Oscars, though. We have to.
I'm very curious to hear your review.
I mean, I have a soft spot for Paul from ever since.
Paul Giamatti, yep.
From Howard Stern's movie. He's so good in that. Paul Giamatti is a solid actor,
and I'm so glad to see him again.
Yes.
Because he was doing commercials a couple years ago.
Really?
I cannot remember what commercial it was where I thought, where has Paul Giamatti
and then,
been?
Hello, Sideways?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because Sideways was years ago.
Yes, I know,
And that was really, I feel like, what really took off his career.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, but come on. I mean, Private Parts, I'm sorry. He's so good in that.
That's true.
He's so good in that. Yes. I made Roxy watch that.
Yeah.
You just want to watch it because there's boobs in it. I'm like, no, this is a good movie. It's a good movie.
But he was great in The Holdovers. And it felt, I mean, it was something my parents loved it. The Holdovers is one of those that anybody I've talked to has enjoyed it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a solid film.
Yeah.
And
he was
incredible.
You saw
it
without me, but I was working.
Yeah, you were working. Yeah. I was like, that's when I discovered the movie theater across from Sid's apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right. Like, Hell yeah, I'm going. What was it, $3 Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, it's a really good deal on Tuesdays.
Something like that. Yeah. That's what I went to see, Holdovers. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, sadly, we're out of time, and we have to get to our great Meet the Littles guest.
I talked way too much.
No, I could talk forever about movies. It's great. Well, you have to earn your status back, Sid.
It's the sexiest voice
on the Lily Littles podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited because it's Women's History Month.
Yes.
I have you two here.
Yeah.
And it's 301. This is episode 301.
301.
I know it's not the first person of March, but we had such a great time.
The first person of the
Roxy, how much time did we spend off air with this person?
Oh my gosh, it was such a delight.
Spoiler word, it's a she, and we had so much freaking fun.
We had so much fun, yes.
So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Meet
the Littles.
This is Laurie Aseo from D.C., and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
But I wanted to love you all the same. War-torn, broken and war-torn, you arise. Naked, I'm lying naked at your side. And I wish.
We are being played in this episode by an artist named Emily Danger, and this song is called War Torn. Now, we've played Emily's stuff in the past. It's fantastic. If you like what you hear, the best place to give her some love is over on Instagram, and that is at Emily Danger. That's spelled EmilyDanger. And as always, we will play the full song, War Torn, by Emily Danger, at the end of the podcast. Loyal Littles, it's now time to
meet the Littles.
And Roxy.
Chuck.
It's 33 minutes off air so far.
Oh, yeah.
Been talking.
It's been great.
This has been awesome.
Let's actually get some stuff recorded.
I know. I'm like, we better hit record.
I know.
Because you know, we got some good material here.
Yep.
Another one that's pining for us to move to the Virginia area.
Ooh.
And I got to be honest, Roxy.
I know. The description was.
It was pretty great. Very bushy.
I could picture it, but like in the best way.
In the best way.
Yes. I think the word Hallmarky was used.
Yes.
At one point. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. See what happens.
All right. Please welcome to the podcast, Marisa Paul. Hey, Marisa. How's it going?
Hey. How are you guys? Congratulations again on the 300th episode.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was telling my husband that if I'm episode 301, you know how like the new century starts at the 01? So you're entering your Marisa era.
Oh, well, even if it's 302, that's going to be okay, right?
Well, whatever. We're just going to work with it.
Yep.
We'll see what we can do.
My feelings don't care about your facts.
Yeah, right. Well, Marisa, what we like to do, and we know you know this, is we like to take it way back. We like to meet you, and we'll tell us. Now, we got connected through Marcy Dillon, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We'll have to look up that episode number. It's so long ago.
I know.
In the meantime, take a quick second. Introduce yourself to all the Loyal Littles out there.
Oh, sure. Well, my name's Marisa. I live in Old Town Alexandria in Alexandria, Virginia. So not too far from D.C. And I like to tell people I'm not from anywhere. I was an Air Force brat, which always makes. Yeah. I said that one time at the Pentagon in a room full of admirals. They were like, hey, Marisa, where are you from? And I said, I'm not from anywhere. And you could just see all these men who had their own Navy brats and Air Force brats just deflate, like watching me say that, thinking what they've done to their children. But I was born in Alexandria, Louisiana, actually, and then bounced around as an Air Force brat all over. And especially we moved overseas and I kind of grew up in Saudi Arabia for a while.
What?
Yeah, really cool. And then we came back stateside. I went to high school in St. Louis, and then college in North Carolina. But the family is from Boston, so I am one of the many, many Boston refugees who, as people say, if it's so great, why does everyone leave? But yeah.
Well, it's funny you said that, and I was like, was that on the form about Saudi? And I'm like, nope. Not on the form. It does say originally from North Quincy in Boston refugees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess that is a thing. Yes, and I've actually had the opportunity just in my career and then stuff, to be able to go back to Saudi Arabia as an adult, wow. which has been a very different experience, yeah. of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, so, we're going to dive right into that, of course, but okay. that was not on the form, and it's very intriguing. I love that you didn't bury the lead. Thank you. My favorite part about the form that she did fill out, though, is that it says, if I start to get really boring, we can talk about Duke athletics, okay? Yeah. Now, I feel like we'll want to get to that, but honestly, I can't think of anything more boring than Duke athletics.
Yeah.
Oh! See what I did there? No, just kidding.
Through the heart.
Well, you know. Anyway, no, we should definitely get into that, but let's go. So how old were you when you were in Saudi Arabia?
I moved there when I was about 5. And my dad was with McDonnell Douglas, which is now Boeing. So he was working on a fighter jet program. So we moved over there. It's so wild to think about that. My parents just picked up and moved there. It was in the early 80s, which at that time, Saudi Arabia was kind of a little bit of a scary place. There had been a lot of turmoil, and it was the oil money was just starting to have like a technological infrastructure effect in the country. And so very impressive. They're very adventurous, I suppose. And so we moved there, and I grew up there, I guess, until junior high is when we came back, because I think at that time, and I think it is still the case, if you're an expat, if you're a foreigner in the kingdom, as we call it, once you get to about 8th, 9th grade, the expectation is that you will leave the country to go to boarding school. Because my thought is, from a policy and cultural and security standpoint, the last thing the kingdom wants is a bunch of European and American teenagers running around in the country.
Right, so, right.
And my family just thought that we should, my father thought it was too young to be sent away to school. So we came back stateside. But we had, I mean, it was amazing. And his work took us all over the world. My mother was a college professor before she had me. And so she would just basically grab my syllabus and we would go to London or Hong Kong or wherever for a summer or a month. And I would just, I guess, I mean, you know, I've always thought like homeschooling is a little scary. I guess looking back, I am one of those homeschool kids.
Yeah.
But I promise I am totally adjusted, kind of. I don't know. I'm on the podcast, aren't I?
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, the thing that's intriguing, so you said around 5, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically when you're just starting kindergarten. I know nowadays there's schooling at 2.
Like pre-K.
You know, pre-this, pre-that.
Yeah.
But, you know, in public school districts, mm-hmm. it's usually like late 4, early 5th year, you're starting kindergarten, depending on when your birthday mm-hmm. falls. Now, so you kind of remembered, what was the move like? Were you kicking and screaming, like, I don't want to go, I have friends here, or probably not yet?
I mean, I think I was so used to it because I went to 3 different schools for first grade, kindergarten and first grade. Like, because as an Air Force brat, we just moved all the time.
Yeah.
So it was pretty normal to me, and it was a great adventure. I mean, there were camels and desert and, you know, kids from all over the world. And my parents certainly packaged it as like this grand adventure that we would do on. And, and they weren't wrong. It really was. It was definitely a remarkable childhood. And my children now have like just such a American childhood, like, you know, like Little League and the pool in the summer and their best friends since they were 5 and they've had the same house forever. And that, I think when I was young, I looked at that enviously, but now I wish I could have given them a little bit of what I had growing up because it was so different.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You know, I should totally be able to relate to that because my career took me in that direction and people went in my 20s and 30s and people were like, don't you want a house? Don't you want like an apartment? Don't you want stability?
A home base,
instead of moving from hotel room to, you know, each week to a different city. And I was like, you know what? I mean, as we say, everything's always greener on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, and there
are
pros and cons for everything.
Right. But I was like, no, this is exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of these cities I've already been to, but it's just, I don't know. It was just, I got used to it. It was my job, you know, and it's just how we did it. And so I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's,
everything has a season and, you know, you're supposed to be exactly where you are.
Yep.
So enjoy it.
I just think it would amaze me because it was such at a young age. That's why I was questioning it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and it was interesting because we went to school. I went to the American school and that was a very highly international student body. But looking back, there were things now I think of that were odd. Like we didn't have, you know, remember when you were a kid, they're like, oh, a tornado drill, get under your desk.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that'll help. But I mean, that'll certainly stop the tornado. But we had things like we had hostage training. Because, you know, the Iran-Iraq war was going on.
Yeah.
I remember going to sleep at night and listening to the BBC talking about how many days Terry Anderson was being held, you know, so it was a highly charged time. And we would have, before the bus could enter the compound, we had bomb sniffing dogs come on. And like, we were kids. And I guess it goes to, it's true how resilient children are. Like, I didn't notice it. It meant nothing to me. But looking right. back now, like, that's a lot to process.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Wow.
All right. Now, based on some things you did write on the forum, I'm guessing I know this, but did you, and if you did, I've already confused what we've talked about off air and on air. We've been talking for so long. Did you go to school? Where did you go to school? Was it Duke?
Yes, I did. I went to Duke. I actually, sadly, my freshman year was the year that Coach K was out of commission and we didn't even make the NIT. So I lived in this dorm. I don't know if we're allowed to say this stuff, but it was called the AAA. Because it was air conditioned and it was right next door to Cameron Indoor Stadium. And so everyone that lived in it, they said, was either asthmatic, an athlete, or just a lucky a-hole. So I guess...
the triple A. I was like, I don't get where that's going.
Yeah,
now
right.
I get it.
Oh, I love that. I love
right.
Now, what was your major?
Oh, I was an English major. Okay. And at Duke, you concentrate in one of the, I think, four different authors you can choose from. And mine was Shakespeare. So I tell people, like, I majored in Shakespeare. I minored in medieval history and film. So, like, obviously grad school was in my future. For
wow.
Sure.
Wow.
I just sort of feel like when you get the opportunity, you have 4 years to do whatever you want and study whatever you want. And the point is to walk out of there learning how to learn. You've learned how to learn and think. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to do that, you might as well do something fun. No point in filling your brain with stuff that you might use.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so let's go back to the Dukies. So what's the best game you saw there?
Oh, gee. I mean, obviously all of the Carolina games were unbelievable. My senior year was the, if you don't like Duke, you'll remember this game. And if you do like Duke, you will remember this game. But it was the one with Steve Wojciechowski, who was in my freshman dorm. He was one of the athletes, not the lucky a-holes like me. But that was the one where he ran off the court and into Coach K's arms and sort of iconic as Duke games go. But I mean, at the time, so I was there, I'll go ahead and date myself, between 94 and 98. And it was, you know, the talent that we saw come through there, like Rasheed Wallace and Stephon Marbury and all the Maryland players and everybody that came through there.
Yeah.
Shane Battier was there when I was there and so many others. And then at Duke, everybody... basketball players always come back. So you get to meet people like Danny Ferry and Christian Leitner and Jay Billis and Quinn Snyder and all these names that we revere and many others malign, but you get to actually know them. It's a small community. And I worked for the athletic department for a little while, so got to see the inside of that as well.
Sure.
Wow.
Let's move on to why we're here. Okay. How did you become a Little and all that stuff?
Sure. So I sort of related to the whole Duke thing. I was taking a course called History of American Sport, which is exactly what it sounds like. I think I was the only female and one of the only non-varsity athletes in that class that was taught in an office just a few doors down from Coach K's office. But
nice.
We would bring newspaper clippings and columns and things in to talk about different sports topics. And that's how I discovered Tony Kornheiser, through his columns. That was a long time ago. And then once I found my way to Washington, D.C., I discovered his podcast when he was on Washington Post Radio and loved it. It was great. I think like everyone else, it just felt like listening to a friend, and he makes the show so local about DC in a great way. And I got to know so much about the city by living here, but also by learning it through him.
Yeah.
And so followed him over to when he was on ESPN Radio with Kip Schmiemann. And, then onward to the podcast. It used to be my office door would be closed between 10 and 12 and Don't You Dare Knock, because I was listening to Tony. People would come in and be like, oh, are you on a call? Because I could just hear people talking.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, totally. Yeah. I'll get back to you.
Yep.
But yeah, so have been a little for a long time, I guess. That's a while.
Yeah, right? That is a while.
Yeah, that's great.
And if we may, Kip Schmiemann.
Episode 113.
113.
Okay.
Go back and listen to that episode. Yeah. It's fantastic.
It was our Christmas episode.
Yeah, it was our Christmas episode that year.
Yep.
And he might have given a little bit of a hint of the winter weather outlook, but definitely gave us more insight to that.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
All right. Well, listen, we've got a lot more to get into. Something you put on your form, and then something you either emailed me or text me privately after the fact, after you sent the form. So I'm looking very forward to that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
Never savvy woman, I roll with what she say. She's not too sure who's playing, even when she reads their name. I think that any mom could pick games, maybe, but only one mom is the best. Only one mom is the best. And then she calls in every March and calmly tells Tony, oh, I think I'll pick Marquette. Phil's mom is gonna pick Marquette. You know she's gonna take Ole Miss, baby. Baby, and she has to pick Marquette.
Let's write this down.
Nobody picks them better. You know that that's for sure. Remember who picked Mason? Straight to the Final Four. Oh yeah, I said, I believe she had that one right there, baby. And we better not forget. Oh yes, we better not forget. Cause when we hear her adorable voice come on the air each year, you know she'll pick Marquette. Phil's mom is gonna pick Marquette. Phil's mom is gonna go with Baylor, baby. You know, she's gonna pick Marquette.
And Xavier, baby.
Phil's mom's gonna pick Marquette. Phil's mom is gonna pick Marquette. Don't care that they aren't in the field, baby. I hope she will still pick Marquette.
It's the highlight of the year.
Littles, it's almost that time of year again. This is a parody by Bachman Turner Overdrive.
She's probably baking cookies at the same time.
She probably is. Thank you, Happy Blaze from Maryland.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy, we are lucky enough to have Marisa here.
Yes.
And just having a great time. I mean,
oh my gosh.
No, please don't take offense to this, but we're having just as much fun off air as we are on air.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring some of that to the Littles right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because like I said, there were some things on the form, but I was more interested. Now, obviously, you had no idea who our 300th episode was. That was a surprise to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got really excited because you said you have a story to tell us about. Let me read what it says on the form. First, it says, you're surprised how many bigs you encounter in the wild in the D.C. area. But then you said you have a story about Leon.
Yeah, absolutely. So Leon is, of course, an icon here in town. And I think I was mentioning to you, you hear him before you see him, right? And so I was actually, it's weird when I work in an area that requires, like, you are constantly waiting for your next security clearance. And so in between security clearances, I was waitressing at a restaurant in Arlington, and it was right after Leon had left the ABC affiliate, WJLA, and he was at dinner at my restaurant. And I heard him, and it was, bless his heart, he was a little down in the dumps. It was before he had gotten his NBC job. And I came over, and he said, oh, what would you recommend? And I said, well, you know, we have a lovely steak and this and that. And I'm like, and if you're interested, we also have a la chizarri platter. And he goes, oh, my God. He's like, you people are everywhere.
Aww.
But then, like, we ended up just sitting down, and I was telling him, like, I remember when you were the MC for, you know, this veterans gala and this. And his colleague, a reporter, was like, I told you, everybody loves you. And so he was great. And we had a drink, and he couldn't have been more gracious. But you guys know.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
So generous and just a lot of, as genuine as he seems.
Yeah.
I mean, we sort of know now. We've never met him.
I know.
We've never met him in person.
Not in person.
We just met on the podcast.
I have to say, his laugh is probably one of my favorite laughs I've ever heard in my life.
And I was just thrilled that we were making him laugh so much.
I know.
Well, no, because you never know.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
these bigs are just very generous with their time. And I'm sure they have a lot of things going on in their lives where, you know, but they take time to do this for the Littles.
Yeah.
And it was just so great. And able to, you know, ask him some fun, dumb questions, which we'll get
to
in a little bit, that really just tickle him.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Mr. Roper, Mr. Furley one was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was just, and he's another one where like I said, just generous with their time. Because sometimes, I'll be honest, let's pull the curtain back. Tony's been doing that a little bit with PTI and stuff. I mean, sometimes when we contact them, they're like, okay, well, how much time do you need? And, you know, sometimes I'll say, well, usually it's, I'd say what we say for everyone, about an hour just in case we run into problems. And some of them have said, well, I can give you 30 minutes. Yeah. And we're like, okay, we'll take it.
Oh, geez.
And he wasn't one of them.
No.
And let me go back. The ones that say, okay, I can give you 30 minutes end up being an hour.
Right,
I think they're just looking for an out in case, because they don't know who Chuck and Roxy are. These idiots.
In case we're weirdos.
In case you guys are. Yeah.
So anyway, we're just happy and thrilled whatever time they can give us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll take it, you know, especially for the bigs. Mm-hmm. Now, you'd said you run into other bigs in the wild. Any other good moments?
So when I moved to Capitol Hill, I moved into what is pretty common, just a beautiful Victorian house that was being treated like a frat house with four other guys on Capitol Hill. And one of them was a reporter, a great reporter, his name's Paul Kane, PK. And so we used to have to throw this rager of a Christmas party every year that was kind of a staple on Capitol Hill for a long time. And we had an ice luge one year, my last year hosting it, which was quite a sight to behold.
Roxy's face. What's an ice luge? Is that what I think it is? Like down a hill?
A block of ice with a couple of channels cut through it where we basically do very responsible things like drop hard liquor through it. And so someone at the bottom has a chilled shot when they
gotcha. Okay, that's not what I thought it was at all. But I know my nephew had one at his wedding. And people love. Now, they didn't have to do it like they held the cup at the bottom.
We weren't that classy. So. Right. This was pre-COVID, okay, guys?
Yeah, right.
But anyway, so a regular at that party was Chuck Todd before he was Chuck Todd.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so funny. And then I guess a few years ago, my husband and I were sitting at a bar on Capitol Hill, and I think my husband had probably had a couple. But he goes, that guy over there, he looks a lot like Chuck Todd. And he kept saying it to me. And I was like, yeah, uh-huh. And then Chuck turned around and he goes, maybe it's because he is Chuck Todd.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, that's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, like I said, in this town, it's such a small town. Like,
yeah.
I remember a good friend of mine used to babysit for Jim Carville and Mary Madeline. And,
wow.
You know, just everybody knows everybody around here. And actually, one time I had reached out to Tori Clark about something business related about her former job at the Pentagon. And she was super gracious to get back to me. And I was like, I know you don't know me. I'm a little, but I have a question about the Pentagon. She was great.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
So, yeah.
And if we may, can we go back real quick? What did you say about Leon? You said you hear him before you see him, right?
Yeah. And that voice is so distinctive.
Yeah.
And that was so funny because we have family that, you know, they were like, oh, you have a podcast? And they're like, well, what is it? But we're like, listen, you won't want to listen to it. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's very niche. We know that.
Yeah.
But
inside baseball.
I will say that, you know, they just like to support sometimes and stuff like that. But my one sister heard the 300th episode and she didn't know the name.
Right.
She's just like, oh, but it was our 300th. So she's like, well, maybe I'll listen to it. You know, she's been the one that supports the most. She listens to a lot of the episodes, actually. But she like texted me. She's like, oh my God, I remember him, you know, because she knew him from CNN.
Yep.
But she didn't know that's who it was.
Right.
But as soon as she heard the voice,
she
was like, oh my God, I know who this is. You know, and like you said, you hear him before you see him. And it's so true. It's so very true.
Yeah. What a gift. Great thing he went into broadcast journalism.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. But before we let you go, we obviously have to get you some fun, dumb questions.
Yes.
So here we go, Roxy. Take it away.
All right. If you could time travel, where or when would you go?
Oh, I would probably go back to meet Eleanor of Aquitaine. Is that totally nerdy? Anyway, whatever. It is nerdy. And I'm here for it. Okay.
I mean,
so the Middle Ages.
Okay. Well, we're about to find out just how much of a dope Chuck is. Because I don't know. Who is that?
So she was the mother of Richard the Lionheart and King John. And she was definitely, that's worth a wiki deep dive if you're out there. Because
okay.
She's quite a lady.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay. If you could live in any TV or movie home, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. Anything Nancy Meyers, right? Because they're always fantastic. But yeah, I'll take the house from Father of the Bride, Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. That's a great one.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, yeah. My kids make fun of me for this one, but it's pistachio.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's green and it has nuts, Mom. And I'm like, I know, it's delicious.
It's good, right? Yeah. All right. What's one special hidden talent you have that no one else knows about?
Oh, so this is a real superpower. And you would be amazed how handy it comes in. I can look at any portion of leftovers and know exactly what Tupperware to use. So you're welcome.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is.
I know.
Really is. I mean, the number of times I've put a leftover in something and realized, oh, I need something bigger or smaller.
But let's not talk about your leftovers, Roxy.
I know. Well, if it's pasta, there's definitely leftovers and they will get eaten.
Yeah, but everything else doesn't get
eaten. Everything else does not get
eaten. So I'm like, why do you even bother? And it's a pain because then 2 weeks later, I'm the one that has to go into the... Anyway, this is her interview.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's true. I do the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. It's so...
But it is like, quite satisfying when it fits.
Yes.
But I'm like, I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, I know you're not going to eat this. Why are we putting it? Well, you never know. I might, lunch tomorrow. And now that she's got this thing where she has to go to the studio all the time, I'm thinking, well, maybe she'll take it with her. All right, let's put it in there. And then 2 weeks later, I find it in the back. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Anyway, it's your turn, right?
Yeah, to-go boxes as well.
Right.
Body bags. Yes.
Right.
Bad habit.
Okay, what is your favorite family tradition?
My kids and I, we always go, I think I mentioned I'm originally from New England. So we go to Newport every year.
Ah.
And every year we go to the same sort of out of the way rocky beach. And we have a nice little picnic there and feed the gulls and take some pictures. And it's our little thing that we do every summer. And I look forward to it every year.
Newport is beautiful too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my favorite place for sure.
All right, if you could host a game show, which one would it be? And it could be one from the past. It can be one that's off air. It doesn't have to be a current one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the dating game would be absolutely the best one to just, ruin some lives, right?
Find out who's making whoopee and who's not making whoopee.
Oh, there you go.
That was always my favorite.
That show anymore.
Yeah.
So
right,
funny.
That's definitely canceled.
Yeah.
But they do it on cruise ships. Roxy and Roxy gets so angry every time we're on a cruise and she doesn't get picked.
Yeah.
We don't get picked for some reason.
I know.
And we're like, do you know who we are?
Yeah.
Yeah. They do like
a couples like the.
Yeah, it's the dating game. They basically do the dating game on a cruise ship.
So they'll usually pick a couple that's like just dating, a couple that's engaged, and a couple that's married. Yeah, it's so fun. And I'm like, wait, but
we haven't done it since we've been married. So maybe now that we're married, they'll pick us.
Maybe.
But probably not because you're too eager. You can't be too eager, I think. Because then they
play hard to get.
But it's so funny because they'll play it live and we'll kind of take out little pieces of
paper. Oh, yeah, we play along.
We'll play along with our, just sitting in our seats watching this happen. And it's really, really interesting.
All right, Roxy, rapid fire.
All right, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Cups up or down in the cupboard?
Up.
Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Definitely smooth.
Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie?
Definitely Bewitched. Mm. She's much smarter.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Cake or pie?
Pie.
All right. And how about pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right. Do we dare? I don't know. Maybe we should have just ended with Leon because he was the ultimate. All right. Let's do it. Do you put peanut butter on said pancakes?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, right.
I'm liking this new era, Roxy. I know a certain little that's hating it.
Yeah,
but I'm
kind
of digging the new, the new era of this.
Sure.
All right. And then, of course, Uranus jokes. Not funny or never not funny?
Never not funny.
Nice.
Excellent. All right. Well, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles and telling us these great stories.
Yeah.
Again, quick shout out to Marcy Dillon. What episode?
Episode 109.
And for putting us in touch and everything.
Yeah.
And more importantly, like, why didn't you reach out to us? Like, what, were you afraid of Chuck and Roxy? We're harmless, right?
Well, I think you remember we actually, we were ships in the night many, many years.
That's
many
true.
Ago.
I did invite you like a year and a half ago and you just ignored the message. So anyway, we won't get into that.
That tends to happen to us.
I understand. Yeah. Chuck's a creep.
Yeah. I played hard to get.
Sure.
When you're doing the dating game on the cruise, so you learn from me.
There you go. Well, it works. So, well, thank you again. Now, is there anything we can plug for you and how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
Oh, no, nothing to plug, but absolutely, I'll plug this show, and congratulations on the new era.
Thank you.
This is so great, and if folks want to get in touch with me, certainly feel free to just email me, I suppose. It's Marisa, marisa.paul@gmail.com, and I'm happy to hear from friends and littles far and wide.
Great.
Absolutely, and we'll have to try to, when we get down there again, do you ever do the, we didn't get into that stuff.
Summer of Littles.
Summer of Littles, Jingle Fest, stuff like that.
Unfortunately, I've been traveling for the last couple of ones, but Marcy is always telling me that I'm missing a good time. So but now that I have my new friends, Chuck and Rob,
I will absolutely
be there.
Yeah, we'll have to touch base when we get
down
there for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks again. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Absolutely over.
Hey, I knew we'd like her.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I don't judge based on how someone hangs their toilet paper, Chuck.
She's adaptable.
Yes.
As they say.
Yes.
So, which I'm thankful for because I'm definitely over myself. So anyway, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robin Cowie from Longmont, Colorado, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and thank you, Marisa, for coming on to Meet the Littles.
Yes.
I love that name, first of all.
I know, it's so pretty.
And how much time do we spend off air? And then
quite a bit.
After the interview, it's
quite
like
a bit.
Crazy,
it's
crazy.
Great.
Before we get to our emails, we didn't say this in the beginning of the podcast. We were going to, but we didn't. It's a new series, 300. Now we're at 301.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing some new things, Littles.
Okay.
Ooh. We're very excited. Now, someone suggested, this is a little. Now, I don't mean to be ripping off the big show.
No.
But someone said, since we're in the business, and people know what that means.
Yeah.
In the biz.
They said we should do this. But before we get to the mailbag, I guess is what we're calling it, is we want to say, I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn. And we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you.
I'm going to cry.
I mean, that's from Wicked, y'all. That's from Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah. It's what's the name of the song?
For Good.
For Good. Yeah, yep. It's a great song.
Yep.
Great song.
It is.
So, anyway, the other thing we wanted to announce, Roxy's going to hate me for doing this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it a contest?
No, it's not a contest.
Oh.
Oh, wait. We have to go back to that. I mean, we were so like into the podcast that we forgot to do that. All right, let's play this again. All right, Sid, that's for you.
Should we do it? Name that tune.
Yeah, name that tune. Littles.
Yeah.
It pays to listen early to the Loyal Littles Podcast. First person, first email on the timestamp to name that tune wins a prize.
Yes.
And it's mediocre, but
of course.
They're not that mediocre, but they're mediocre.
Yeah.
But Sid, that was for you. We always do that every time Sid's on. If no one gets it, maybe we'll give a hint. I mean, it should be. I mean, it's kind of what we all talked about in this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the hint.
There's the hint.
Oh, that's
so
great. Yeah,
there
that's
you
a
go.
Good hint.
So, yeah, name that tune. First one to email in wins a mediocre prize from the Loyal Littles Podcast.
Yes, WTFCpodnet@gmail.com.
Very good, Roxy. Okay, so here we go. We have lots of emails. Littles, the response was just redemptulous. But let's start here, shall we? Because things happen sometimes. Now, I'm not sure I'm buying this. Now, this guy got an email right on the big show.
Okay.
His name is Mike O'Brien from Boston, formerly Revere.
Oh, Revere.
Revere. Hi, my name is Michael Bryan from Boston, formerly Revere. I had been listening to Mr. Tony since 2002 when I worked in radio in Orlando. I've had multiple emails read. I've been to chatter for the show. I have two of his ties. One is signed. That's what I need.
What?
I need a signed tie. I do comedy, and I am a tour guide in Boston. I filled out a form to be on the show, and I never heard back. Where's Lewis? Get Lewis in here. But I'd love to be on the show and let me know what I have to do. Thanks for keeping the Littles together. Michael Bryan from Boston, formerly Revere.
Now, oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
I don't. Well, I'm embarrassed for Lewis. I don't remember this coming in.
I'm embarrassed for all of us.
I don't remember this coming in.
Except you, Sid. You're fine. You're great.
Maybe it was Sid's fault. No, it couldn't have been Sid's fault.
Ooh, conspiracy.
Nothing's ever Sid's fault. No, but seriously, I don't know. I don't remember every. I don't know what form you. If you're talking about the form that we give out, there's no way you filled out the form because you don't get the form.
No, I think he's talking about the form on the website.
On the website. I don't know. Maybe you just didn't hit send. I don't know. We didn't get it.
Well.
Maybe Dina in Damascus can be our final answer.
Oh, yeah. She does get some of those,
anyway. But
anyway.
Oh, no. It's Lewis's
it
fault.
It slipped through the cat.
We're blaming
Wait,
Lewis.
What? It slipped through the cracks. I'm so sorry.
It slipped through something. I don't
slipped
know.
Slipped through the cat.
Okay. All right. Let's go on. This is interesting. I've heard more from these two than I've heard in a long time.
Okay.
Says, congrats to Chuck. Loving the well-sung jingle to the Cheers, my all-time top TV show theme. The lyrics were perfect. Also love hearing my grandson doing a bumper.
Aww.
Signed, Dad of Roxy.
Aww.
P.S. Bravo, Chuck and Roxy and Ritz. And guest Leon Harris knocked it not only out of the ballpark, but launched it into orbit. It was quick, witty, and entertaining. I appreciate Leon wanting to talk with animals as we had the exact same experience with squirrels in our attic in the house I grew up in. Did you know this, Roxy?
I did, yeah.
Took forever to capture them and seal the openings and then watch them for nearly a year feverishly try to fight their way back in before they gave up and moved on.
Wow.
My dad cursed more in that 1 year than he had ever before.
Aw, Frank.
That's your dad. That's your granddad.
My grandpa's name was Frank.
Oh. Wait, how have I never met Dad of Roxy when he's
been
in town?
What? Roxy?
He's been in town multiple times.
I know.
And I've never met him.
I'm shocked, Roxy.
I know. My parents would love you. You would love them.
Speaking of her parents. Hi, Chuck and Roxy. Just finished listening to episode 299. Enjoyed hearing Travis plug the show.
Yeah.
So nice that you had him do that. Also loved Chuck's version of the Cheers theme song. Good job. But maybe next time, at least have Roxy sing backup. We'll come back to that. Love listening to the two of you banter back and forth. Keep up and congratulations on your 300th episode. I'm absolutely positive that you have another 300 plus, really, episodes
Whoa.
Ahead. Love Mom
Hi,
of
Mom.
Roxy
Mom
is how I'm signing
Roxy.
That. Now, let's go back. For the record, Mom, Roxy ditched Chuck for, I think it was New Orleans?
Oh, that's right.
Or
that's
somewhere.
When that
Maybe it was your bachelorette. I don't know. But Roxy wasn't in town, and Chuck had nothing to do. So Chuck did a jingle.
Yep.
And that's why Roxy wasn't on the jingle.
Yep.
Now, when we perform that live,
when we perform it
Roxy
live,
sings back up.
I
Sid's our
witness.
Sid's seen it many times.
I have seen
well,
it.
Well, once. You've seen it
it's
once.
It's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've done that twice at Jingle Fest now, and Roxy sings back up.
I
so,
do.
So, Mom, you're going to have to come see us do it live if you want to hear Roxy on the recording. That's all I can say. So, yeah. I mean, Roxy ditched me.
Mom loves to hear Roxy sing, even though Roxy doesn't.
We all do.
Roxy doesn't like to hear Roxy sing.
We all
sing,
do. I might have video of it. I'm going to have to look back and see. I might have video of it.
Well, Roxy needs to stop ditching Chuck to go away to these places that Chuck wants to go.
I know. The Berkshires, New Orleans.
Well, Berkshires, whatever.
That
but
was
New
beautiful.
Orleans. It was beautiful, but
was
New Orleans is where
that
I wanted to go.
That was a great bachelorette, thanks to my sister-in-law. So. Yes.
All right. Now, the next one is long. I guess I'll just, let me see if I can do the highlights. Chuck and Roxy, my God, Leon is more wonderful than I knew. I have been watching him on NBC4 for years, followed by Lester Holt on the national NBC News to follow. That was 1A, followed by 1. But the 1A had a great mustache. He has always been up there as one of the best bigs with Tori, Liz, and Gary and Howard. I could go on, but really he is the most dynamic because of his amazing voice coupled with his amazing intellect and life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
100%.
He says, I met him at a coffee house down the block from the NBC station back in 2019 in DC. He certainly won't remember me as I was stumbling for words. And I just said, Leon, you are an amazing mustache. Then I walked away in embarrassment.
Aww.
Not sure he actually heard me. I hope he didn't.
That's so sweet.
Anywho, just finished the episode. Choxie, you both have evolved into wonderful interviewers. Every episode, there is one or two little things that help the person being interviewed feel like home. Just wanted to congratulate you both on that.
Oh, thanks.
Now back to Leon. Every time he was on The Big Show, it was just pure magic. Need more info on the syrup, though. Cursory search on the interwebs took me to dark places.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really thick or something. I don't know,
oh,
something like
no.
that. Anyway,
That's
congrats on a lovely way for you lovely humans to celebrate 300 with a lovely big. Looking forward to every new episode. Keep it to 400. P.S. First of all, I am happy to support you in such a small way. I am sorry I didn't click on the $9.99 version. I wonder what goodies I could have gotten in the mail instead of the gummies.
Ooh.
Well, you got more than gummies, I think.
Oh.
Thank you for the gummies and the second sticker. Note, Littles helping Littles. The sticker should not be put on a car exposed to the elements. I did not know this.
Oh.
We need to look into it. Maybe we need different stickers.
Oh, good to know.
It does not survive well. My first sticker from the episode 234 thank you letter washed away in a couple days.
No.
Won't ruin the second one like that. Gonna find a better place. Cheers, you lovely humans, and eat it, Manny Rodriguez. Robbie Hayes, episode 234. Yeah.
Good.
I did not know this about the stickers.
I did not know that either. I'm so sorry, Littles.
I feel bad.
Put it on your water bottle or your computer or, I don't know, a dresser or...
Mine's on my refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Then we heard from Glenn Brigettes, episode 295 from Norwegian Soft Kitten. We were thinking of The Side Hackers as well. It's a terrible film from 1969 that Mystery Science Theater 3000 riffed on in 1990. I love that he has these facts. How do we know The Side Hackers was terrible? Because we've made our fair share of terrible films. Yeah. Okay, I'm tired of reading all these. Roxy, you have one, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This is from Mo Warner, episode 86 and episode 250. Yeah. He was our third wheel on episode 250. Anyway, dear Chuck and Roxy, where to begin? You both are awesome, and your 300th episode is not only a testament to your dedication to the Littles, but also to how much you have strengthened and grown the Littles community.
Aww.
I know, right? Regarding holiday/leap day birthdays, I was on a plane earlier this week and I asked my seatmate where she was headed. She said her daughter was getting married on Thursday, and I was like, wait, they are intentionally getting married on leap day? Are they only going to celebrate their anniversary every 4 years? She just laughed. It's one thing to be born on leap day or a holiday when you don't have any control over it, but to actually choose that for yourself is another level entirely. And Roxy, just watch Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. You had me at hello. Come on, man. What are we doing out here, man? Congrats again from your once and future third wheel, Mo, episode 86 and 250. Aww.
Okay. You've seen Jerry Maguire, right?
Of course.
Okay. She's never seen it. She won't watch it.
You haven't seen it?
I boycott Tom Cruise. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
It's not okay.
I know a lot of women that do.
Stop.
Yes.
No, that's not okay. Oh. Because there's some movies that are so good that she... And here I am defending a chick flick, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It is a good one. Maybe pretend it's
I know.
Not him.
Okay, I will watch it. I will watch
yeah,
it.
She,
separate
I don't know when,
the actor from the person.
Yes. Okay.
Now,
yes.
Also...
Does that help?
Speaking of movies, we didn't get into this yet. Have you seen Leap Year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd never seen it. Okay.
Amy Adams. And
yeah,
so
of
Chuck
course.
Finally watched it.
Yeah.
We watched it at my sister's house in Nashville.
It. We did.
I watched
Aww.
It.
He was very excited to watch it.
I was very excited because
wow.
I'm like, well, it's 1:41. Easy peasy. I'm done.
Right.
In and out.
Right.
Slide
yeah.
it in.
Mm-hmm. Amy
it
Adams. Yeah.
Yeah, Amy Adams.
That's what she said.
Yeah. She's cute.
Hello,
yeah, I know.
Hello, Amy Adams.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. It was just okay. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't as good as I remembered it.
Yeah, okay. It was fine. It was fine.
It's cute.
Yeah,
it's one of her, it's one early in her career.
Yeah, I
wasn't.
Big, I would have made some different acting choices, yeah. although maybe that was the direction yeah. that she was given. But
right.
I mean, he's cute. His accent, come on.
Well, but the other guy's from
Party Down.
Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Right, yeah. Right.
I liked him. But yeah he was.
That was what, early 2000s?
I have no idea.
Maybe.
But we watched it. It was good. It was okay. It was all right. Okay. Now, normally I would save the best for last and give it to Sid here, but there's a reason why we can't. So you have the next one, right, Sid?
Yes, all right. I do. This is from Mike Wolf, episode TBD. Dear Chuck and Roxy, of course Jacqueline deserved to win on the floor. She won two, not just one, duels early on and followed the smart strategy of being in as few duels as possible. The questions on the show were generally pretty easy, except for a few that were really hard. So any duel could go either way, no matter how good you are. So you get the best odds by being in as few duels as possible, especially in the last episode when the $20,000 weekly prize was not at stake. Gene probably could have won, but he got cocky and overextended himself. Also, I have no idea why Arthur chose fashion icons as the final category. And congratulations on the 300th episode. Only 39,700 to go until 40,000. Congrats
Sorry,
on number
what?
300, Mike Wolf, episode TBD.
Sorry, what?
Are there that many Littles?
Yeah, right?
Of course.
I don't know if there's that many. That's a good point, Roxy. Do you know anything about the floor?
The game show.
The game show?
Hosted by Rob Lowe.
Okay, no, it's fine. I love the play-by-play, though. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was great. That makes sense,
It
actually.
Might be a strategy, but it was BS. I'm sorry.
You didn't like that strategy.
No, I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like it. Was
That's
it fair?
That's okay, Chuck. You can have your opinions.
Anyway, thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks. Okay. All right. And then finally.
Oh, boy.
Dearest Choxie and Sid, we made it. No, it's not a podcast milestone, but we finally made it through another episode jam-packed with that's what she said moments. I'm at the point where it's not even hard to shoot one off.
That's what she said.
Now it's time to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
No, not something about 300, but about the crush Roxy obviously has on this Lewis guy. Last episode, Roxy was poring over how hard. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
The guy works.
Wait, did he write that?
And yes, he did.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and was practically good, in good, tears good. Defending him. Chuck, I'd keep an eye out on Roxy going out for the run when Lewis is unaccounted for. Pile more work on this guy so he stays busy. Okay, let's get to it already. We haven't had a new segment in months. Mm-hmm. Has it really been months?
It's been a while.
I know the show schedule has been out of whack recently with Chuck in the Midwest and Roxy taking Irish Step. But the segment feels like a lost segment, like fish fry on PTI. That's all the time we
fish
have
fry
for today.
On PTI.
Episode 178 ABTAHS. We will not be better the next time. 300 only comes around once, and this is it. Congratulations on pulling off quite a number. This is Hall of Fame material.
This podcast
has become a staple for the Littles, and community is much better off with it. So, thank you.
Aww.
And another thing, Vonnegut. You had a 0.5 sec. You had a 0.5 episode. So this is technically episode 301, Vonnegut. Do you know who Kurt Vonnegut is?
I'm sorry.
Chuck can't say his name.
She just loves that I can't say his name.
It's
and so
funny.
He puts it in all the emails now because he's trying to like
Vonnegut.
Embarrass me.
Should
Vonnegut.
I say yes and we edit this?
Kurt Vonnegut.
Vonnegut.
Something like that. Anyway, Sid, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for putting up with us.
Yes.
Thank you, Littles, for putting up with us.
This has been a special
In all our
episode.
Different
you both
states
wonderful.
Of mind that we have been in over the
well,
past
look,
300
we
episodes.
Them. We warned them when we started
301,
this.
301, I should
it's
say.
It's Sid's fault. She came over. We had some beverages.
Sure.
And then we decided to start recording.
Yes.
Before
yeah.
we did this.
We've had some fun.
That was a mistake for Chuck, but.
No.
Yeah. I've got to squeeze in my shout out. It's now when I squeeze in my shout out.
Wait, squeeze
oh, yes.
your shout out?
I've got
oh, yeah. Sid has a shout out. I was like, what?
Smitty Scoop and Liz.
Yeah.
Shout out.
When shout out. Shout out. When are you coming to New York City?
Smitty Scoop episode 62.
62.
But also, how about we just road trip to D.C.?
We
how
could
many
do that.
Littles? We really should go back.
We should go
back.
Right? All right, let's do it. Let's
it's,
do
an,
it.
It's an easy drive for us.
Let's take it.
Hop in my car.
Okay, no, wait, whoa.
It's an easy drive for you. It's an easy drive for Chuck.
Okay, yeah, and by the way, remember I got scared to death because remember someone passed us on the right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, multiple times that trip.
Twice that trip.
Yes.
We had
more
people,
than twice.
I'm in the right-hand lane, and I'm doing a very reasonable
Healthy
speed.
Yes.
Over the speed limit.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, these people come flying by me on the right.
On the breakdown
the curb,
lane.
On the breakdown lane.
In the breakdown lane.
Scared the crap
flying
out of me. Also because I'm driving
us.
Sid's car, and I'm trying
yes.
to be uber careful.
Right.
You know, I'm respectful and trying not to go crazy here.
Yeah.
And these, oh my God, it was scary.
Okay, but here's so. What I also remember. Yeah. I know we are running out of time, but you were driving the whole trip yeah. and you had not eaten anything. And then when we finally found a rest stop, every spot we went to was basically out of anything
it
that
was,
could possibly
it
order.
Was.
Everything I wanted,
and I
they
felt
didn't have.
Terrible
That's
that
right.
you were couldn't taking get. The lead the whole time
That's
and we
right.
couldn't even find a way to feed you.
Yeah. I forgot about
like,
that.
That was tough.
Anyway.
That's what I remember.
Thank you for the concern. I appreciate it. And once again, thank you, Marisa Paul, for coming on to Meet the Littles. A lovely time.
Yes.
Perfect way to start off Women's History Month.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Roxy, I guess, I don't know, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need is over there. Email, Instagram, X, Facebook, Anchor. No, not Anchor.
Not
I don't
Anchor.
Even know her. Spotify.
Well, that's an oldie but a goodie. Anyway, just find us. Go to our website. That's the easiest
place. LittlesPod.com.
And remember, if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, please give us a nice rate and review over there. It does help with the...
Algorithm. Not a logarithm.
I never said that. Did you say that? I didn't say that.
Chuck.
Algorithm. I feel like I'm on Electric Company where it's like, let's get out of here, Sid.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Come back again soon.
Yeah.
It's been way too long. It's been way too long. So as we sign off for our 301 episode.
Amazing.
301. Is that me saying that
301st.
Right? 301st. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
I think so.
All right, whatever. The most important thing is, if you are out shopping online tonight, don't forget to...
use the code.
Bye.
My feelings don't care about your facts.
Hey, you, I knew I'd hate you when you came. But I wanted to love you all the same. outside. And I wish you could see me and how good I will be. I'd be good for you.
Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
That'll certainly stop the tornado.
Oh, yeah.